the hell is wrong with these people? I feel like I repeat that question every day now. I just realized it's Friday. When you do what I do, the days just kind of run together. But today is Friday, which means we're almost through the week. We've had enough time for me to realize another theme has developed this week on the channel. This week, the theme has been all about the fake outrage, the fake being in your feelings, the fake emotion over something innocent and innocuous. There's been this notion going around for a few years now, especially if you ask women, that there are not any real men anymore, and there's a reason for that. What we're about to talk about is a prime example. This same thing happened to Chris Collinsworth last year. Sunday Night Football, NBC, they were in Pittsburgh last December, and Chris Collinsworth had the audacity to talk about the women in Pittsburgh. What a bastard. He didn't say anything out of line. He was talking about how passionate Steelers fans are in Pittsburgh, even the women. He was complimenting them. He said women in Pittsburgh ask specific questions about the game. Chris Collinsworth was saying how impressed he was with the fan base in Pittsburgh. That's it. Nothing to it. A simple compliment. Unless you're a woke asshole who spends all your time on Twitter. When you hear something like that, you run straight into your feelings. Chris Collinsworth is a misogynist. He thinks women can't understand football. Of course, Chris Collinsworth immediately issued an apology, which is the go-to step for castrated men everywhere who hand over their balls to be accepted by the losers. Honestly, if I had to guess, Chris Collinsworth was probably forced to apologize by executives at NBC. Which I have a real problem with. I don't understand why people in these companies continue to apologize to complete strangers, especially when you didn't say anything wrong. There is too much stock put into reactions from virgins on social media. These people are miserable. They're the lowest of the low. That old saying, misery loves company, that's true. That is true. How many of you guys in my audience spend your time on social media criticizing people that you don't know? How many of you spend your time actively looking for something to be offended by? My guess is none of you. You're too busy. You have a career, friends, family, hobbies. You don't have time to sit on Twitter scrolling through a stream of useless information, a lot of times misinformation, looking for something to get you emotional. That's not the case with the virgins. The closest these people come to losing their virginity is paying some broad through OnlyFans to tell them how special they are. I swear to God, Terry Bradshaw, he better not come out with a damn apology. He is the latest victim of cancel culture. Perhaps you're thinking, Terry Bradshaw? What the hell did he say that was so offensive? This dude's one of the most gentle personalities on television. But you should know by now, it doesn't take much to offend the emotional on Twitter. In the span of 7 seconds last night, Terry Bradshaw managed to transform Twitter into Revenge of the Nerds. 7 seconds. Let me paint the scene for you. Erin Andrews, she interviewed Devin White before the game last night. The interview took place a few days ago at his farm. Erin Andrews dressed accordingly. Cowgirl attire, cowboy boots. I guess I should keep it gender neutral here. We're not allowed to say cowgirl or cowboy anymore. What the hell was I thinking? You know, kind of like you're not allowed to call someone a pregnant woman. They are a birthing person. Get it right, asshole. Erin Andrews was wearing cowperson attire with cowperson boots. She looked good. Erin Andrews always looks good. Terry Bradshaw noticed. He told Erin Andrews she was looking good and that he enjoyed the interview. She did a good job. That was it. That was it. I'm not exaggerating. That was it. I would play the clip for you, but I'm in a hurry this afternoon and I don't have time to deal with YouTube and them flagging me over copyright. You can find the clip everywhere. It's literally 7 seconds long. But that's all Terry Bradshaw said. Woke Twitter lost it. blue check marks everywhere earned their blue check mark. Terry Bradshaw is cringy. How dare he comment on Erin Andrews' attire? I cannot believe he told her she looked good. What a chauvinist. Do we really live in a society? Are we really living in a society where a man can't compliment a woman? Back in our grandparents' time, you know how they met? Your grandmother walking down the street. She doesn't need a gun back then because there weren't any Black Lives Matter protests going on. So your grandmother's walking down the street, unarmed. Your granddad notices her from a distance. He works up the courage to walk up to her. First thing out of his mouth is a compliment on her appearance. Maybe he tells her she has nice eyes, nice dress, nice legs, nice ass. Who the hell knows? But you get my point. Fast forward to 2021. Same interaction. Your grandfather is a chauvinist. He is sexually harassing your grandmother. You're not allowed to comment on her appearance. A lady is more than looks. Yeah, no shit. But at that point, he doesn't know her. The only thing to compliment is her appearance. Terry Bradshaw is your grandfather. The woke would lead you to believe the behavior of Terry Bradshaw last night is wrong, grotesque, cringe. No. The compliment of Terry Bradshaw was natural, authentic. Let me ask you this. Remove Erin Andrews from the equation last night. Remove her. Insert Laurel Hubbard, Caitlyn Jenner, or another man who became a woman. Terry Bradshaw says the exact same thing. Compliments a lady on her appearance. You think the woke are pissed off about that? No. They would be talking about how inclusive Terry Bradshaw is, how open-minded he is. But because it's an older white man giving an innocent compliment to a woman, it's shameful. What it is bullshit. The ladies out there, you want to know what happened to real men? This is what happened. Anytime a man opens his mouth, he's met with criticism. Eventually, dudes come to a point where it's just not worth the trouble anymore. I hope Terry Bradshaw stands his ground, and I hope Fox stands behind him. Do not issue some fake apology. Like I've been saying all week, Twitter's not real, Facebook, not real, Instagram, not real. I don't know if any of you watch Law & Order SVU. It's one of the shows that I keep up with. My ex-wife got me hooked on it years ago, and I still watch it to this day. Last night's episode was about social media. This young woman gets assaulted by a couple of dudes who were stars on TikTok. She went to this party so she could be included in one of their videos so she could grow her own social media presence. After the assault, she's being interviewed by SVU. One of the detectives, they ask her why she portrays herself like she does on social media when she's not like that in real life. She replies, "I want the world to believe this is what my life is really like." That is social media in a nutshell. People portraying to the world a life that's not real. It's not real. Anyway, I just thought that part was interesting. Let me know what you think about the fake outrage with Terry Bradshaw. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.